Trevor Cox is Professor of Acoustic Engineering at the University of Salford. Welcome along. Well, what are you up to?
Well, I'm really interested at the moment in amateur sound recording. We're seeing more and more amateurs recording, whether it's on YouTube or being used on news bulletins of the BBC. But as an acoustic engineer, what kind of gets me is the recordings are often really poor quality in the sound. I mean, go on YouTube and just pick some random videos. You'll find they're all distorted, noisy, off mic, not very good quality. So I'm trying to produce some software, some intelligent software to actually listen out for recording problems and then hopefully try and solve them.
After the event, obviously.
Well, hopefully when people are recording, we used to kind of, as sound recorders, sing this little, you know, warning saying, you know, you're overloading the microphone. I want to go a bit more sophisticated, a bit like, you know, I've got an intelligent mobile phone which looks out for faces when you take a picture and make sure they're exposed properly. I want to do the audio equivalent of that.
So how's it going?
It's going fine. The project's quite new, so we're quite new in, but we're trying to use some intelligent algorithms to try and actually train to listen out for wind noise. So if you go and record outside, you often have a problem of wind whistling across the microphone. It's a common problem if you do outside broadcast. And so we're trying to find a computer program which will spot that.
And in terms of the technology that you might have to hand, what are you doing to try to, say, get rid of wind noise and other problems?
Well, first of all, the problem at this stage of the project is actually just to detect it's on there. So what we have is we have the electronic signal coming out of the microphone, and we've got to get a computer to look at that and look for the key features which tell it there's wind noise on it. So, for example, wind creates lots of low-frequency sound, so we could look at what's happening at low frequency, maybe, to detect the wind noise on the microphone.
With a view ultimately to, I suppose, what, getting the mobile phone companies to incorporate this technology?
Yeah, it would be great if we could get some recording software so people could record better, because it must be frustrating if you go and record your kid's concert and it comes back and it's all noisy and distorted, and that's not how the kids play, but actually the recording was poor.
Although sometimes it would be a blessing, no?
Yeah, it depends what the kid's music's like, I guess.
Trevor, thanks very much for taking the time. Trevor Cox, Professor of Acoustic Engineering at the University of Salford. We'll have more in Science Week on PM tomorrow.